Hey, it's Thursday already. It is March 21st. Today we're talking about the interest rates, ups and downs, a lot there, cheaper used cars, and the charge wars may actually be over. We'll see. Here I go. The people really want to know. It's like the Clone Wars, the Charge Wars.
Big domino falling.
It's a big
maybe,
domino.
Maybe lots of dominoes are falling today in the show. I think that's a good way of, you know.
Well, you know, there was snow falling in Syracuse last night, this morning.
Unbelievable. Bro, it was like 65 degrees, sunny, magical.
I know. I was watching people outside and doing their thing. I mean, this is spring in Syracuse. We always get that, like, that bluff springtime, like, 2 weeks ago, where it was, like, warmer than it was in Nashville. And then it's like, bam. I mean, there's, when I got to the office, there's less snow here than there is out in the hills. But, you know, there's snow. Whatever.
I feel mildly sad for you, but it's a choice.
No, so. Absolutely. Don't feel sad. Don't feel sad at all. Don't feel sad. You won't be feel sad. You know, everybody. Pros and cons. Speaking,
Paul, you know that today's the start of like March Madness officially? Do you follow basketball around this time of year?
Not college basketball. No.
We don't. Actually, I don't follow. You don't.
Basketball is the sport I played most growing up, and I follow it the least now.
Sometimes that happens. I see that a lot with people. They're like, I played it. I don't really need to watch it.
I played a lot of basketball. Yeah, a lot. And yeah, so no, I don't follow it. I mean, like, I know the brackets, and I just was never into college sports either. Grew up in Philly, so it's a big pro sports town.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, NBA has just turned into a WWE as far as I'm concerned. meets like Days of Our Lives. It's like this weird mashup.
That's right. That's exactly it. It's WWE, like all of the
grit and the muscle. Yeah.
Days of Our Lives drama.
No, but a lot of people do. And March Madness is a big thing. And I live in Syracuse. So, you know, Syracuse is a big, you know, college basketball town. Are they in the tournament? I don't even know.
No, they've
probably
been
not.
They've been struggling.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. If they were in tournament, I'd know it and see it. I would definitely.
You would see it. They would be everywhere up there. Yep.
I know. Well, look, this isn't a tournament, but we have 54 days until a SotoCon. I want to thank our presenting sponsors, Reynolds and Goobagoo, for making it happen. We have so many little events happening in this big event. We have a WOCAN breakfast. Day one on the 15th, we have the Maryland Auto Dealer Association having their annual meeting on day two. We have Will Gadara, New York Times bestselling author of Unreasonable Hospitality, as our closing keynote. We have Danelle Delgado as our opening keynote. We have 50, 60 speakers in between the two breakouts, main stage sessions, podcast stage, a lot of cool swag, a lot of surprise and delight, a lot of hospitality, and hopefully you. Dear just, listener,
it's like you ever seen that like money the like money machine gun? It's like we're like
yes, I have
spraying amazingness is what I'm excited about. I'm just like ready to eat popcorn and listen.
What about, you know? What I love and hate about the event all at the same time? What I love is that it features you all. It features the amazing thought leaders and dealers in this community that get to share best practices with one another. You know, and so it's like you and I spend a lot of time curating the chemistry and the panels and the people that get to come and speak, and we can't have everyone. So that's the awesome part. The crappy part is you and I can only be one place at one time.
That's right.
And there are three things going on most all the time.
Yes.
But we hope you're there. Go to asotocon.com, get your tickets. If you're a manager, bring a couple of people with you, because here's what happens.
Back the whole nine yards.
Yep. We don't solve problems on stage, we start conversations on the stage, and then you'll find out when you get to a SotoCon that the conversation continues after the stage and change actually begins to happen and things become implemented because of the relationships formed and the synergy that happens. So there really is no other event like it in automotive. We hope you can be there.
There you go. Yep.
What else?
You got to check out the Bills as the Dites podcast today. Another great event in automotive. Use Car Week, yes. And then their Automotive Summit this month. You got to hang out with that. We stream it at 1:00 Eastern on all our platforms. You can find it already on anywhere you find your podcasts. Search Auto Collabs.
Very nice. All right, let's get into some news.
Some
things. Dominoes. Okay, after the Federal Reserve's decision to keep interest rates steady, they're holding steady. They said this yesterday at 5.25 to 5.5%. Auto dealerships are facing this mixed bag. Relief from further hikes, but challenging from existing rates are obviously going to continue. Yesterday, they decided not to adjust the benchmark rate, primarily due to a preference for a 2% inflation target. The current mark is still 2.4%, not quite where they want it, so they're going to hold steady. The average interest rate for a new vehicle loan rose to 7.2%, with used vehicles at 11.9% average in Q4 of 2023. And according to Cox Automotive's chief economist, our boy Jonathan Smoke, the anticipation of future rate cuts, he's saying, could deter consumers from making immediate purchases. Just a week ago, he said, quote, "It sends a clear message that you need to wait because rates are going to be lower in the year. So it takes a lot of urgency out of thinking of buying right now." So the flip side of that is now that they said they're not lowering interest rates right now, the people who might be on the bubble are going to say, okay, they're not going to go down. Let's get to the dealership. Let's buy a car. According to a recent dealer sentiment poll, interest rates remain a top challenge for franchise dealers, with 70% indicating negative impact on their business.
This is like, we could do a whole hour show on this one. Yeah, bring in a whole bunch of people, bring in Jonathan, a bunch of dealers, and you'd get a mixed bag of results on how it's impacting different people in different socioeconomic sectors of the country. Because I hear some people feeling significantly impacted by this. You know, we were on yesterday on a webinar with the Ron Burchard Group, just saying, hey, look, we've got opportunities because of the financing partners that we have, and we're actually winning in the affordability race. So I think there, you know, depending on where you're at in the country, depending on the demographics, you're feeling the impact of this at a different rate. But it's still like, to think the average new vehicle loan at 7.2%, almost close to double what it was just a few years ago.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to be sidelining buyers. I haven't seen any of the raw stats of like, this is how many buyers were sidelining in the market. We saw that when we had inventory shortages, and I'm sure Cox is working on that data. So it'll be interesting to see like what buyers are sidelined and how does the market respond when interest rates most likely drop sometime later this year or early next year? Cause it could be another one of those just like floods for the automotive industry. So you can stay afloat, stay ahead before then. Understand affordability, you got good things coming, I'm sure.
Yeah, and in the meantime, I think a lot of OEMs taking advantage of the high interest rate situation by putting their incentives on interest rates instead of purchase price. You know, it may be the same dollar amount, but psychologically it's different.
Yep.
Right, psychologically it's different. So
yeah, and I think like getting this to the ground, right? We always ask ourselves, what does this mean? If you're a salesperson, if you're a sales manager in the business, you're sitting there going, what do I do with this today? I think it's the empathy, one, for the consumer, but also the education that, you know, you may want to take the incentive on the APR as opposed to the cash incentive if there are a balance of that. Just because the long-term savings could be more significant as interest rates rise and stay up.
Speaking of long-term savings.
Stop. Oh. Segway. Time.
I mean, midterm savings.
Midterm.
Midterm, yeah. We don't talk midterms. The gap between new and used vehicle prices is widening, leading to a significant rise in sales of used and certified pre-owned vehicles, according to a new report from Zero Sum. The average list price for used vehicles is decreasing for the eighth consecutive month. Remember when it was over $30,000 in June? Now it's just over $26,000. The average new car price is now fallen below $50,000 for the first time in over a year. But the decline in used car prices is actually outpacing it, widening the gap between the price of a new car and a used car. Used inventory is actually going down as well to 1.89 million units, still far above February 2023, which was all the way down to 1.34 units. But the turn rate is actually going faster. So we have more inventory than last year, but the turn rate is jumping from 57% just last month to 71% in February, or 57% in January, 71% February. Certified pre-owned segment also rebounding from a slow fourth quarter to reach 163,000 in sales, and inventory in pre-owned also dropping as well. According to Jeff Englishman, Zero Sum Vice President of Dealer Success, he says, quote, "The sustained pressure on pricing is having an effect on the movement of not only used vehicles, but new vehicles as well. The slower decline in new vehicle pricing is widening the gap between the two, which is causing consumers to carefully consider their options.
Yeah, I mean, like, this is the time to be a great used car dealer, right? Understand what, I mean, I guess there's not really ever a time to not be that, because that's where profitability is at its highest. Because
this is when you benefit from being
feeding everyone, but this is when you benefit, like, from being great. Mm-hmm. Because as, you know, as you have to look right now at a very, very 14 or 7 day historical to understand where the market is, because prices are dropping at the rate that they are, you could be squeezed on margins if you're not careful with your turn rate. So recognizing that we've seen in 8 months, a $4,000 decline in average prices means, hey, look, you might want to continue to look at stocking a lower priced inventory. You see interest rates staying high, like we said in the first story. This is an opportunity to watch the market over March and April, especially as tax incentives are extremely high this year. We're seeing tax season already heating up pretty well. You're going to have opportunity to help those buyers, if you have the right inventory and stock the lower price inventory, get into a used vehicle, because they're still not able to consider the new vehicle because the prices haven't dropped at the rate that you've seen on the used.
Man, so true. I love the fact that the dealers that are part of this community, so focused on a regular weekly basis, daily basis, on being great used car dealers,
yep,
always seem to have a leg up in whatever situation we're in.
That's right.
But really, when the situation hits now, you know they have their inventory right, they have their sales process right, and when the getting is good, they're getting it all. So,
well, because when you have a great used car operation, you do have the opportunity to create your own market, as opposed to
absolutely
new. The market is driven significantly by the OEMs in both inventory and marketing. And in used, you get the opportunity to create your own market by the inventory that you have and the marketing that you do in your market segment. So check out for that.
Well, speaking,
creating your own market, creating your own market.
It's been a long time coming.
Looks like the charging platform wars are coming to a close as major charger network ChargePoint announces the integration of Tesla's NACS, or North American Charging Standard connector cables, into its EV charging infrastructure. In a tweet 2 days ago, the company revealed that NACS cables for its Express 250 DC fast charger are now ready for EV charging site owners to order. The capability to retrofit these cables onto existing DC fast charger models due to ChargePoint Station's modular design. So really cool that they've got this kind of like plug and play opportunity. The EV infrastructure giant ChargePoint is definitely interested in unifying this charging experience for both Tesla and non-Tesla drivers, which is massive for them because they get the revenue now potentially of the Tesla driver.
Without a doubt. And the data.
Yeah,
because I mean, Tesla drivers always preferring a Tesla supercharger when possible. But now those Tesla superchargers are going to start getting a little more crowded. Right. Yep. Maybe they're going to see that Ford Mach-E and they're like, I'm not charging next to that thing. Right. No, but realistically, right, the Tesla chargers are going to get more crowded. Not a lot of people have adopted the standard. That's only going to increase as the cars begin to be shipped with the NACS port on them. So ChargePoint saying like, okay, yeah, we'll take
back some of that market share.
Yep. And the fact that they went modular is brilliant, because now they can have the direct, people don't have to fumble around with an adapter. And yeah, I guess this is a big domino falling, right? You have to believe that every new unit coming out now is going to.
Actually, it's interesting. One of our writers, Christy, put out an article this morning. If you get our newsletter, you can find it or go to our homepage, about just the history of charging and also the EV adoption plans as announced on Wednesday by the EPA and the change in that. And one of the key markers is whether or not we can get private and public charging infrastructure in place in time. And this is just another feather in the cap for the NACS standard to get that adopted more quickly. So
there you go. All right, everybody, you got a Thursday to do. You have people to serve. You have used cars to price, sell, flip, all that good stuff. But whatever you do out there, just make sure you come to a SotoCon. I know that's a big ask.